views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been traveling around the globe, meeting some really cool, smart people, and it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you that will give you an opportunity to shift your life into better. And you can feel free to call in for creative solutions to your problems. We love to hear from you, so call in 1-800-930-2819. My wonderful guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease in life. I met Leroy about 5 or 6 years ago now, and we've been working together ever since. And he is a total inspiration for me, and I'm so happy to have him on the show once again today. Are you there, Leroy?
I'm here, and my wonderful hostess is Colette Steffen.
I forgot to mention that you can be that you are the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process, and that you also have a book out. It's available on Amazon, and it is also available at Barnes and Nobles, etc. Knowing and Living Your Purpose. It's an awesome book, and congratulations on getting that out there, Leroy.
Thank you. And people also can order it through our website, which is energeticwellbeing.com, all one word, both in PDF version and in the softcover version.
Awesome. So, you know, you wanted to talk about gut health today and what it means. And that's not to be confused with, you know how sometimes people will say, follow your gut?
Yes.
follow your heart and use your intuition. But you have some very interesting information about gut health and its effects on the brain. And I'm just going to, before people start to call in, I want to give the floor to you so you could tell us what you've discovered about that.
Well, on public television, my wife and I saw this program that featured a Dr. David Perlmutter, P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R. And he is a certified doctor, you know, a board certified doctor. He's a neurologist. And he had numerous clients coming to him, patients, trying to figure out how to deal with senility, Alzheimer's, all kinds of brain functions, memory. And he started looking at the research, and what he found is that there is an amazing connection between diet, gut health, and brain functioning, not only physical brain functioning and wellness, but also our memory, how well we think. And I have never seen such a powerful connection before. You know, we're always hearing about the diet that we should have, the kind of food we eat. There's numerous diets out there that get at some kind of wellness. What he talked about in terms of diet cuts across all other diets, because what he's saying is that all these diets are leaving out some essentials that help us have gut health. And he labels these as prebiotic foods and probiotic foods. Now, I'm sure everybody has heard about probiotic supplements, getting the right healthy bacteria in our guts. Well, there's actually probiotic foods that also support having those good bacteria. And even more importantly, well, and let's talk about what are some of those. Some you've always heard of, yogurt, kefir, but also kombucha tea, tempeh, kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles, pickled fruits and vegetables.
My mama was right all along. That's why she had 5,000 jars of pickled carrots, pickled beans, pickled sauerkraut.
And all of these are what he calls probiotic foods. Mm-hmm. But what we're generally missing are the prebiotic foods. And what these are the fiber. Now, we've always heard about the importance of fiber. But there's fiber that digests in the stomach, and there's fiber that does not digest in the stomach that is essential to be digested by bacteria in the gut. Some of those examples, for example, are acacia gum, raw chicory root, raw Jerusalem artichoke, dandelion greens, garlic, leek, onion, cooked onion, raw asparagus. And these are not things, for example, I normally see recommended in diets. And yet they're absolutely essential.
I really find that so interesting, because this is something that I have been wondering for a long time, and about dandelions. Because here we have these beautiful flowers, like, and I eat dandelion a lot. We have these beautiful plants that people are spending effort, energy, and money into eradicating from their lawns, poisoning their earth to do it. And here it is that, you know, the dandelion is, you know, how aggressive it is. Yeah, have you ever noticed that you can do whatever you want with dandelions, but they'll grow out of cement?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is a very healing plant. I quite often have dandelion tea and put it in with my smoothies. So interesting that it also has those strong properties. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, see, after I read this, it's funny because I knew that, for example, I had some infection in my body, some kind of inflammation, and I did find some in some teeth and I got it fixed. But then I kept thinking there was something else, and I realized it was in my gut. So I checked, what percent gut health do I have? And I got about 60%. So I went on this, I added what was recommended to my diet. And inside of about 10 days to 2 weeks, my gut health is above 80% and I'm already feeling better.
Wow, awesome. We have to take a quick break here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Mr. Leroy Malouf. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
WBLQ.
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Bobby's on the barbecue. This a hickey or bruise. Pictures of last night.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Before we continue, Leroy, just share your contact information with people so that they can reach you if they wish.
Yes, the email is info at EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com, EWBP. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process. Again, the website is energeticwellbeing.com. And my phone is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. And you wanted to share with people also a book that explains a lot more about gut health.
Yes, it's by, again, Dr. David Perlmutter. And the book is called Brain Maker. And what's amazing is, as I started reading this book, there's numerous research studies that he describes and quotes that put together all these dots, the diet to the gut health to the brain functioning. And this is these prebiotic and probiotic foods that I described, you can add to whatever diet you have right now. They will fit in with any diet, and they'll give you a boost like you wouldn't believe.
Awesome. And, you know, when I was researching for my book, and just intuitively, like a lot of times when I was working with children with autism, the gut health does come up a lot. And, you know, there is a link there. Also, when I was working with people with diabetes, it comes up quite often. And what I discovered is that when you think about the food that we're eating on this planet, you can shift energetically the food that you eat to support your health. We can all do that. And it's important to do that. Don't put anything into your body unless you're strong to it. And energetically. And the thing is, though, that, you know, a lot of people say when they have diabetes, they're told to avoid, you know, the sugars and the carbohydrates, etc. But I found there was also a link because of the antibiotics that are in meat, in, you know, in the farming practices, that much of the meat that people eat is has antibiotics in it. And that has a direct effect on your gut health.
He mentions that too. And for example, he gives an example of a client with autism who could not hold a conversation, would do repetitive movements, would just withdraw within himself. And he recommended there's a new process for reestablishing the gut health. The young man got 4 treatments, and within 4 weeks, he was starting to have conversations and starting to function again.
Okay, so let's do one big energetic shift out there for everybody that, that we are going to be strong. you want to be in alignment with what you eat. And so whatever you put in your body, you want to make sure that, you know, you put that you're strong to it energetically. If you're out of alignment with carrots, you are going to end up, they won't have the effect on your body that you're looking for. So do you want to just, let's work on that together for everyone, Leroy.
Yeah. In fact, let's also focus on everybody's midline strength.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody focus from the top of your head right down to your heart with unconditional love in your heart and right down through the middle of your body to be strong. What I like to say is when we're energetically strong, there's nothing outside of us that's stronger or that can harm us. So it was feeling like the energetic strength of those listening was at about 55 to 60. Let's help everybody get their midline strength up. We're up to about 90. Would everybody please reach back and rub up and down the very base of their spine, up and down 5 or 6 inches. And that gets us up to 100.
Awesome. It's really important that all the systems in our body are functioning at, you know, ideally 100%, because if the systems in your body, the structure of your body is not operating at optimum potential, then the systems can't do their work. And this is energetically, by tuning into that energy, we can optimize that. So let's just strengthen that 100% and put that out there on the higher self network, that we could have that strength, that it would be automatic for people, that they would automatically remember to do that when they feel their energy dropping when they when we talk about energy being weak and strong, what we're talking about it being in alignment or out of alignment. And so we want to strengthen that for everyone. When we feel like we're moving out of alignment, that we automatically go to this place where we remember to strengthen ourselves and become back in alignment.
Yeah, another way of describing that is that every single thing that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're reacting to something or someone, that causes our energy to go weak. And so that's one of the reasons we teach people to get neutral to what's going on in their lives, because that reduces the number of reactions. It brings additional peace and strength inside.
Yeah, that feels better. during the past week in particular, I've been noticing with a lot of my clients that a lot of people right now are experiencing a feeling of overwhelm. And you and I had talked about this, just on the break, that you've been experiencing that also with your clients and with, different people around you. I would really love to do an energetic shift for everybody to be able to remain centered in this time right now. There just is a lot of energy in the world right now that's kind of scary. And, we have so much access to information right now that we always seem to be able to hear all about the scary things and quite often forget about the beautiful things. And so would you like to do that, Leroy?
Yes. In fact, if we talk about that with a label, which is called warnings, all the warnings that we get, warnings about what we eat, about the antibiotics, about toxicities in our food, about the chemicals we're exposed to. What happens when we buy into those warnings is, again, our energy gets weak, and it actually makes us more likely to be negatively affected by those warnings. So we want to take every warning that everybody on the call is bought into. Let's see, what's the average number of warnings that everybody on the call is bought into? It's at least 500. Let's focus on the midline and deprogram every one of those warnings that each one of us has bought into, all the way it's affected us, all the triggers we've created from it, all the issues that have come up, all the interactions and the way it's affected us. Let's just deprogram all that. We want to wipe it off our hard drive. And then let's reprogram everybody to the true self, the highest view of who each of us is. Often that is can be described by the times in our life when we've experienced unconditional love, when we've had that unconditional love and acceptance and joy and expansion and support and awe. That's what we want to reprogram. This is who we really are.
Awesome. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller. We'll get to you after this break. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Thank you.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I just want to mention, I want to give Brian, my wonderful producer, a big thank you for always, always knowing the right music to play.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I aim to please, that's all.
And you do. We have a caller on the line, Aurora from Paris. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Aurora. How are you? It's been a while since
I've seen you. How are you, Colette? I'm good, thank you. Well, I'm kind of good, but...
Yeah, the last time I saw you was in Germany at the Energetic Upgrade Seminar.
Yes, I know.
It's good to hear from you. Are you... What's going on with you? What can Leroy and I do for you?
I'm not sure how to handle this communication. The radio is still on, I don't know what, and I mean the... So what I'm hearing, how should I turn it down or what should I do?
Yeah, I think that would be best if you turn it off and then you can just, or for now, and then go back on. I think that helps.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, there. Now you're
okay,
strong.
So I'm just talking to you now. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good, but what's going on is that I was so very much moved by what Leroy had just said about the shift he was creating, that you two were creating. It was the same sort of profound reaction I had as when you did the one, when the lady in Germany had that reaction about all the mothers in the world.
That was a beautiful, beautiful shift for everyone. We were working on menstruation. And all of the sadness that little girls feel when, they're moving from being a little girl into a woman. And a lot of times their fathers are, not sure how to handle, their little girls turning into a woman. And then what happens is right when that little one needs the most love and attention because she's already going through so much that she feels the father pull away, and this happens quite a bit. And we were correcting that. And I don't know, there was like a good part of the, I think there was 80 people there and half, remember how we were throwing toilet paper and Kleenex because everybody was crying.
Oh,
men
my
and
gosh.
Women alike. Yeah. It was a beautiful shift. And you're right. What Leroy and I were working on earlier, I could feel that really powerfully also, because there's a lot of overwhelm out there right now. There's a lot of energy out there that is scary. And that's what the word I'm getting, kind of like little monsters under the bed. And that's kind of what Leroy and I were working on. And so thank you for acknowledging that. We're just going to strengthen that view. I'm going to turn it over to Leroy because he's been working on you while I've been talking. Leroy.
Aurora.
Without even knowing what you wanted.
It's okay. Just go for it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Aurora, do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 62.
Okay. What I was picking up is that you're being bothered by being over 60. And in fact, your energy's going weak for degeneration and aging. Does that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And what is it that's bothering you the most about that?
I guess just not fitting in the world anymore. It feels almost like the world is for young people and I haven't found my real place. So it's just what I'm going through. It's just a passage, I know, but it's quite scary because I fear of my own self-sabotage and, as you said, the degeneration that will just take over and I won't be able to change it.
Two or three things now. First of all, we need to deprogram everything that you've bought into about degeneration and aging. You see, I remember in science class in high school, the textbook said, the human body peaks at age 20 and degenerates 10% every decade. That's misinformation. We're going to find out how many bits of misinformation and misinterpretation, misdirection that you've involuntarily bought into. It's about 3,000. And all the warnings for you, 300 or 400. Again, we're going to deprogram all those. We want to just wipe them off your hard drive.
Yes.
And again, reprogram to the true self that you. It feels like you're missing part of the true self that you. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes.
Can you think of some times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love?
Yes, I can think of a few, but not when I was. Yes, I can.
Okay, name one of them, please. What was the situation?
Some friends who recognized that I was missing some vitality had approached me and said, you know, and they came for me and offered a lot of support and help.
Okay, so you got support, help. What else were you experiencing from them? Caring?
Absolutely.
Acceptance?
Absolutely.
What else were you experiencing with them?
Generosity, attention, that it was very silent, quiet, appreciative attention of just who I was, who I am, just for being me without doing anything.
Acceptance.
That type of, that profound feeling, yes.
Yeah, profound. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do over the next few days is to take not only this mm-hmm. example, but the other examples mm-hmm. that you've experienced of unconditional love and expand these
okay.
in your heart. I'm going to ask you to do that right
okay.
now, by the way, to put a hand
okay.
on your chest and to
and
breathe.
All the listeners listening in before and after, now and after, I mean, also. This is really
yes.
good advice, just pointing that out.
Now,
yes.
now you see, what all you described here, the support, the help, the caring, acceptance, generosity, etc., this is who you really are. And
yes.
and so I want you to expand these actual feelings, not with your head, but the actual vibration
yes.
of them in your heart. Now, go ahead and breathe a few times and expand.
Yes. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what I need to do. Absolutely, because I know all that in my head, and there's a big gap between my head and my heart.
Yeah. See, all right. Already you've gone from having it about 55% full in your heart up to about 70.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. And I can, with this, this is so huge of a shift for me that I now can understand what it means to do this, because before that's what I've been missing. I've been missing the conduit, the connection, and it's very miraculous that I'm even here at this time to listen to the program, because I'm taking a body meditation movement class because of the pain in my body, and I didn't go today, and I happen to be able to listen today, and I'm just so thankful.
Thank you, Aurora.
And a couple more things. And Aurora, notice how the energy is increasing down into your feet and your legs.
I feel every single millimeter of it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, remember, actually write these down in your other situations, capture it, write it down. And then each day.
Yes.
When you get your midline strong, that's the first place to focus.
Yes.
on. And to remember, this is who you really
yes.
are.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank
I
you,
will, I
Aurora,
will do that.
For calling in. We have to take a break now, and we have another caller on the
thank
line.
Thank you both.
So
I love you both
yeah,
so
I want to thank you,
you
for
thank
calling
you.
In. And do feel free to contact Leroy or myself, info@thetruthisfunny.com. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thrilled to connect with you. I'm happy to say that my book is now out on in ebook form, but also in print. And it's a compilation of years of experience and insights I've gathered connecting with thousands of colleagues, students, demo and radio participants. A word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have the wonderful Leroy Maloof with me here today. And Leroy, that was a beautiful, beautiful shift of energy for everyone. I just have a comment to make about all of this. It always makes me laugh. You know, I laugh pretty easily, though. women who are over a certain age are quite often referred to as cougars, yet people people will spend thousands of dollars on aged wine and scotch.
Yeah.
And so I say to all the women out there, think of yourself as a fine wine, and to the men out there. And also, you know, that's aging in a beautiful way, you know, a beautiful bouquet. And really, you know, if you get into the shamanic medicine, cougars are actually one of the most powerful felines out there. We do have another caller on the line, Roberta from...
Wait, just one more. The other thing to focus on is for us to get stronger and more fit in all ways as we get older. And I say that, I'm 83 now, and I'm getting stronger and more fit in all ways, and I'm going into my 14th career, so... Don't give up.
Hey, and Leroy, I can attest to that, because when we were in Egypt, I have to tell this story for those of you who haven't heard it. Leroy and I went to Egypt and taught a seminar, and I went beforehand and was traveling around Egypt. And, you know, I told the tour person I was with that, you know, let's go to the pyramids at noon, because Leroy was getting in at midnight. And, you know, and I said, well, he is 80 now, you know, he might want to sleep in a bit. And I got a phone call from you at 8:30 in the morning. Where are you? I have answered all my emails and I've gone for my swim. Why are we not at the pyramid? And this is interesting. We have two Robertas on the line right now. We have one from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and one from Vancouver. So in case we don't get to the second Roberta, we're going to include both Robertas in these energetic shifts. Roberta from Minneapolis, Minnesota, it's so good to hear from you. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning to both of you.
I haven't seen you, Roberta, in 5 years or so. And I miss your beautiful face.
I'm calling because I bought the book that Leroy is talking about, and I have read it. And I went to Whole Foods, and I bought pickles, and I bought sauerkraut, which I haven't opened. I like plain food, and I want to know what you can do for me energetically. I have in my hand a package of pickled plums. They're little things. They look a little bit like a dried cherry. And they taste awful.
I
had a pickle with my scrambled eggs, and it was awful. My first reaction on reading the book was anger, because all the things he's talking about, the research was done years ago, and they keep validating it and validating it. So I'm not happy that it's taken us this long to get this information, but I'm very grateful that we have it, and I'm very grateful to you, Leroy, for putting it out there so that I can do it. But what can you do for me energetically? I bought some kombucha tea. That's flavored. I haven't had the nerve to open it and taste it yet.
Well, first of all, by the way, Roberta, there's some of those things on that list that do taste okay. I mean, like jicama. Jicama is like a sweet, crunchy, it's a root. It's really good. The raw asparagus. So there's several things there. What's the name? Anyway, there's several things on the list that don't taste bad. So try some of those as well.
Yeah, and let's just strengthen you that what's coming up is that, you know, we've been fed so much information regarding, you know, what we should eat that's good for us. And quite often people have this energetic weakness that the stuff that's, you know, that's like good for us is like medicine. And I'm picking up some weaknesses around you having to take medicine. So, you know, every plant out there is medicine. And, you know, so let's just strengthen you to that. It's medicine in its own way. You know, the earth is full of bountiful, healthy plants. We just strengthen you to the ones that you're strong to. and delete all memories of medicines that you've had to take over the years or the thought of having to take medicine. And so let's just strengthen you to that. Anything else, Leroy? Maybe we can get to the second Roberta.
Roberta, we need to separate body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. You're going weak to spirit for some reason. While we're at it, we're going to optimize your physical presence in this body, this exact body, in this life, on this earth, in Minneapolis. Optimize your physical presence there. And then as we have separated body, mind, spirit, we're going to make each one of them strong and even. They're all important. And then we're going to combine and make them strong and even.
Boy, I feel that.
There we go. That feels better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And are you helping me to not be repulsed by these foods?
Yes, and also to remind you that you are deeply loved.
That I am what?
Deeply loved. I love you dearly ever since we met on Cape Cod years ago when you lived close by. And I love you, and I want you to know you're remembered and loved deeply.
Well, that feels good, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Roberta.
And I wish well to the other Roberta, and I thank you both very much.
All right.
And I look forward to seeing you sometime somewhere again.
All right. Thank you, Roberta. I just thought if we could get the other Roberta on really quickly here, she could let us know what's up, and we could maybe just work on her, even if it's not on the radio show. We can do it once we know what she's calling in for. Are you there, Roberta number two from Vancouver? Roberta?
I just wanted to ask about insight. So that I could make better choices.
Okay. Insight is a combination of intuition and, feeling. So let's just strengthen you to that. Your perception attached to it 100% so that you can perceive that. Leroy, we have just 2 minutes left. So what would you like to strengthen for the second Roberta here?
Roberta, do the same thing that I mentioned for Aurora, because we want to increase your awareness, your knowing, your perception of the unconditional love inside. And it's from there we want to strengthen your intuition and insight so that you get your right answers, your right actions, your right results and manifestation.
Awesome. Thank you, Roberta. Roberta's
thank
for calling
you.
In. We do have to go now. We've pretty much run out of time. I want to thank you very much, Leroy, for coming on The Truth is Funny again.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful, beautiful way to start the day with you.
And with you, my dear.
All right. And thank you for everyone listening in. Thank you, Brian, my wonderful producer, for all your wonderful music choices. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. The Truth is Funny. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and also on all the social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And thank you. I wanted to just say a big thank you to Sinric Magazine for doing that wonderful 3-page spread on my book, The Truth is Funny. Thank you, Mary, in Switzerland. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.